the BBC presents Life with the Lion. Family, there are days which live forever in our memories. Like the day Richard got his first black eye. The day BB didn't back the car into the garage door. And the day that Ben dived into the swimming pool and forgot his water wings. Well, in that tall, thin house on Southwick Street, one of those days is in the making. And it'll always be known, as long as a lion remains, as the day a lion became a cub.
Isn't it the most wonderful thing that ever happened?
Yes, darling. What is it?
I've got a job on the Marble Arch Clarion as a cub reporter.
A reporter? Oh, I am pleased.
Yes. All I have to do now is to find some news.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult. It's happening all the time.
Well, I know, but where do I go to look for it?
Darling, you don't look for it. If you want to know everything that's going on, just keep your ears open.
Oh, Miss Barbara, I'm so glad you got that job in the newspaper.
See what I mean?
Yes, I do, and thanks, Aggie.
If it's news you're wanting, what about my Uncle Angus? He's 96 today.
Well, that's nice to hear, but I'm afraid that's not news.
Then how about my friend Mabel? She's just had triplets.
I'm afraid that's not news either.
It isn't, eh?
No, but if your friend Mabel was married to your Uncle Angus, that would be news.
Certainly would.
Well, I simply must get some stories before the paper goes to press.
Oh, cheer up, Miss Barbara. Maybe your father will bring you home some news.
Yes, I telephoned him from the Clarion, and he said he and Richard would try to help me.
Hello, Skinner boy. Oh, come on, Richard.
Jude, I can serve the lunch now.
Oh, hello, honey.
Hello, dear.
Got any news for me, Daddy?
Well, if it isn't the lady reporter from the Clarion.
Oh, hi, Barbara.
I suppose you wouldn't have a story for me.
Well, what about the Paddington boy who strangled his sister?
He did? Where?
Right here, if you like.
Richard, this is serious. If I don't find something to write about by tonight, I'll be out of a job before I've started.
I'll tell you what. Why not write an article about my wonderful father?
Oh, Daddy, I'm not a fiction writer.
You'd better be careful or I'll cancel my subscription.
Say, Pop, do you want me to take the car over to the garage and see if they can straighten out the bumper?
Oh, Daddy, did you have an accident? Are you hurt?
I'm sorry to disappoint you, honey, but I only bruised my knee.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, what do you want me to do, break a leg?
This girl isn't a news hound, she's a bloodhound.
I am not. It's just that if Daddy's hurt, I want everybody to know about it.
Don't worry, darling, everyone always does.
Well, even a small accident is news. How did it happen?
Oh, some crazy woman shot right across the road without even stopping.
Then how do you know it was a woman?
Because she didn't give any signal. That's why.
I'll bet you were just as much to blame as she was.
Is that so? If I hadn't jammed all my brakes, I would have run into her.
That's what you say.
That's what happened.
That's what you say.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Mrs. Lyon, what's going on in here? Is somebody being murdered?
Not yet.
Then sit down and have your lunch before it happens.
The whole argument started because Daddy has the ridiculous idea that men are better drivers than women. Pass the potatoes, Richard.
He said what?
Aggie, don't tell me you think women are better drivers than men.
I don't think I know.
Daddy, if you didn't hit that woman's car, then how did you damage the bumper?
Pop ran into a parked car.
With a woman driver sitting in it.
Now, look, I told you I had to jam on my brakes. And when I swung left, a parked car backed into me. I mean it pulled out from the curb. The trouble is they should have traffic lights on that corner.
Now it's the fault of the traffic lights.
Well, it is, Ma. If they had a traffic signal, no one could go shooting across the road unless the light was green.
Aye, I've always said they should have lights at the corner of Martin and Southwick Street, too.
That's the intersection we're talking about, Aggie. Yes. It's a wonder they don't have an accident there every day.
And why don't they put up a signal?
Don't ask me. I've written to the borough council a dozen times, but do they take any notice of me? No.
No, never mind, Mr. Lyon. Drink your coffee.
It's outrageous.
Now, then, you haven't even tasted it yet.
Coffee, Miss Barbara? Oh,
thanks, Aggie. Daddy, why didn't you tell Mr. Wimple about it? He's an alderman.
Tell him? I begged him, but now that he's a senior alderman, you can't tell him anything, the big head. He's just as bad as the rest of those stodgy old fuddy-duddies. Believe me, if anything happens on that crossing, they'll be responsible.
Ben, will you pass the butter?
Those darn borough councilors are so set in their ways it would take a keg of dynamite to move them. And I'm the man who'd love to light the fuse.
The butter, Ben.
No, thanks. No. What I'd like to see around here is more action and less talk.
So would I.
And what is Mayor Johnson doing?
Bridget, pass the butter.
That's I okay. said, what is Mayor Johnson doing?
That's okay, Pop. I'll pass it.
Mr. Lyon, Mayor Johnson takes a great interest in the children in this neighborhood.
Then why is it the playground's locked up on the weekdays? Is he afraid the kids are going to lift their equipment?
Oh, Ben, that's not a nice thing to say. It's locked because there's no one in charge during the week.
Well, there's going to be.
That's the spirit, Daddy.
Mr. Lyon, would you like your sweet now?
No, I'll have it later, Aggie. Right now, I'm going over to Wimple's and tell him I want some action.
Oh, Barbara, I put bacon in those runner beans.
This is a great story.
Oh, I can give you a lot of those.
Oh, Ethel.
Yes, Dad.
When your mother comes in, tell her I've gone to the town hall. That's probably the mayor come to pick me up. Go and get my top hat while I let him in.
Okie doke.
Come in, your worship.
Oh, thanks, Wimple.
It's you, Mr. L.
Yes, it's me. I've come to talk to you about those traffic lights.
Oh, not again. I've already told you I've put it up on the agenda.
Well, take it down and put it up on Southwick Street.
Mr. L, traffic lights cost money, and I should know what we can afford to spend. After all, I am the borough treasurer.
Well, surely there's enough money in the borough funds for dozens of traffic lights. Now, how much have we got?
Is it we? Mr. L, the amount that I've got of the public's money is nobody's business.
I'll bet.
I was thinking to... Eh?
Well, look, you make me so darn mad, Wimple. And another thing, what's the idea of closing the playground during the week?
Oh, so now you're poking your big fat nose into the playground. I suppose you'd like to tell me what to do with my gymnasium equipment.
Don't tempt me.
Now, look here.
Dad! Edgar asked me to give you your kick back.
Oh, tar, Timothy.
Mr. L, I think my dad's right. He knows all about gymnasium.
Timothy, I know you mean well.
Yes, so do I, Timothy, but this is a discussion between grown-ups.
Oh, I see. So my son's opinion doesn't matter, eh?
Now, look, I didn't say that, and stop twisting my words.
I'd like to twist your neck. How dare you try to stop my sweet, darling child from expressing his opinion?
Hear, hear!
Shut your big cake hole. Oh, belt it.
You'll be sorry you shouted at me. Oh, tell Mum and you left out your head bandaged again.
Timothy, darling, here's some money. Go and buy yourself some arsenic gobstoppers.
Cool. Tar, Dad.
Now, look, Wimple, for the last time, are you or are you not going to do something about those traffic lights?
Mr. L, I've already made my attitude quite clear.
Then I'll make mine clearer. If you don't do something immediately, I'll send a petition to the Minister of Transport.
Let's not be hasty about this, old pal.
I thought that would do it.
Well, the fact is, I'm going to recommend you for the job of welfare officer for the car park attendant.
Well, that's a great honor. But I really don't know anything about it.
Oh, don't worry. I should say Ben Lyon is a man of fantastic genius, whose ability can only be matched by his great charm.
Oh, thanks, Wimpy. But I still think you're a terrible flatterer.
I'm also a terrible liar.
Hello, Phoebe, darling. Where's the family.
Oh, hello, Florrie. Richard's upstairs, Ben's at Mr. Wimple's, and Barbara's over at the Clarion. Come on, sit down.
All right. Oh, I just met one of the photographers from the Clarion, and he says there's going to be a story in the morning paper that will make everybody's eyes pop out.
Oh, how exciting. Why didn't you ask him what it was?
I did, and he said, spend tuppence halfpenny and find out.
Oh, now you've got me so curious, I can't wait until tomorrow.
Hi, Aunt Florrie.
Oh, hello, dear. How's our new lady reporter?
Oh, just wonderful. Mother, the editor is so pleased with the story I took him. And I got another one coming home.
Well, aren't you a clever girl?
It wasn't clever. I happened to bump into Mrs. Hanson, and she told me all about the wonderful party she's giving. Just everybody's going to be there.
I didn't receive an invitation.
Oh, well, I'm sure you will.
Oh, I do hope so, because I'd love to refuse it.
Well, tell us more about the party, Barbara. Well,
Mrs. Hanson says all the catering is being done by the Ritz, and her color scheme is going to be red and black.
Well, that should match her hair beautifully.
Oh, now, Florrie, you know good and well she's a decided blonde.
Well, I should know. I was there when she decided.
Oh, darling, let's not be catty just because she's the prettiest woman in the neighborhood.
Who said so?
She did. Barbara, what kind of a dress is she going to wear?
A yellow bouffant, studded in pearls.
Oh, she should never wear yellow. It makes her look like a tired banana.
Oh, Florrie, don't you think it's about time we forgave Mrs. Hanson for being voted president of the Women's Club instead of you?
Now, that has nothing whatever to do with it. I just can't tolerate a woman who runs after all the men and lies about her age.
I agree. Running after men is a terrible thing.
Anyway, I'm grateful to her for the news about her party. Now all I need is one more story.
Oh, I only wish I could help you.
Do either of you know of any new romance in the neighborhood?
Oh, operator, I want to send a cable to Cape Town.
I imagine that's for Elizabeth, the little nurse he met on the cruise.
Who else?
Oh, bless his heart. Aggie tells me he writes a letter to every port a ship calls at.
That's right. It's like being in love with a sailor.
Yes, but not nearly so much fun.
Why, Florrie.
That's right. And it's going to Nurse Elizabeth Weston, SS Durban Castle, Cape Town, South Africa.
He's really got it bad.
And, operator, would you mind not listening to the next part of this message? It's sort of private. Oh, all right, then. But make sure no one else reads it.
Isn't he cute?
It says, when I think of thou, darling, my poor heart enlarges. Please ring me at once, but don't reverse the charges. Thanks. Goodbye.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
Well, I must be running along to the office. See you all later.
Oh! Well, you don't have to knock me down.
Sorry, Daddy, but I've got to meet a deadline.
I hope they like your stories, darling.
Oh, I'm sure they will, and I'm terribly grateful to you all, especially you, Daddy. You've been a wonderful help.
Who said I've been such a wonderful help?
Barbara did. I just heard her.
Oh.
So did I, but I really can't think what she's talking about. Well, I'll see you all tomorrow.
Good night, dear.
Good night.
Well, hi, Pop. I just looked out the window, and there's a man outside with a camera.
I know. He said his name was Jim Parker. I think he's a screwball.
Why?
Well, he kept asking me to look angry so he could take my picture.
Well, I guess he wanted a natural one.
Well, he must have got a dozen before he was through. I was so darn mad, I nearly threw him out of the front gate.
You ought to be careful with a fellow like that, Pop. You don't know what a screwball might do.
Richard, I've been married to one for 28 years.
Just for that, I won't cook your dinner for you.
Mr. Lyon.
Oh, thanks, Aggie.
Good morning, everybody.
Oh, hello, Florrie. You're certainly an early visitor. Aggie, would you pour Mrs. Wainwright a cup of coffee, please?
How many sugars, Mrs. Wainwright?
Just two, please.
Here you are. They're only very small ones.
Oh, Aggie, you've given me two extra lumps.
With a figure like yours, you'll never notice them.
Well, you're no runner bean yourself.
Now, Ben, apologize at once. You've hurt Florrie's feelings.
Florrie, I'm sorry I made a joke about your figure, and I hope you won't hold it against me.
Well, now that's better. I'll get it. Hello? Well, that's very nice of you. Yes, the family's just fine. And how's your family? Oh, I'm so glad. Yes, I'll tell my husband. And thanks again for calling. Oh, and give your family our love. Goodbye.
Who was that?
I have no idea.
But you said I'll tell my husband. What did they say?
Well, he said that the district needed more men like Ben Lyon.
You know, I also had a very peculiar telephone call this morning.
What do you mean, Mrs. Wainwright?
Well, about 8 o'clock, I heard the phone ringing in my bath.
What a peculiar place to keep the telephone.
No, darling. I mean, I was in the bath, not the telephone.
Oh.
I was just sitting down in the tub when I heard it start to go.
You should get a stronger tub.
Ben Lyon, do you want to hear what I have to say or don't you?
No, but you'll tell it just the same. Go ahead.
Go on, Mrs. Wainwright.
Well, I got out of the bath. I was all dripping.
And that's a lot of lard.
Ben, now go on, Florrie.
Well, when I got to the phone, a woman's voice said, I've just rung up to say I never want to speak to you again. And then she hung up.
What woman would be stupid enough to do a thing like that?
It wasn't me.
Well, it was most odd.
Hey, the morning parian just arrived. And let's see what Barbara's written.
Oh, yes. Hurry up, Master Richard. I can't wait to see.
I wonder what page it's on.
Oh, give it to me, Richard. I'll find it.
Florrie, hurry up.
Oh, here she is.
What does she say, Florrie?
Mrs. Wainwright said Mrs. Hansen's hair was... Oh, no. And a tired banana. Oh, no. Runs after. No, no, no.
Well, that's not a very good story.
Mrs. Wainwright also said she can't tolerate women who lie about their age. And Mrs. Ben Lyon agreed with her.
What? Let me see that paper.
Oh, no. No, no, no. That must have been Mrs. Hansen who rang me this morning. Oh, dear, this is terrible.
Whatever possessed Miss Barbara to do such a thing?
Ben, I want you to talk to her.
What for, honey? After all, you and Florrie did say those things, didn't you?
Well, yes, but I... Oh, honestly.
I think Barbara ought to be ashamed of herself.
Oh, Richard, how could you?
Well, this will teach you women not to gossip.
Yes, Ma, after all, Barbara's a newspaper woman now. You can't blame her for printing interesting news when she hears it.
You're right, Master Richard, and here's a very interesting little item about you.
Well, that's very nice of Barbara to, What does she say?
She calls the story Love Comes to Richard Lyon.
Oh, no.
Aye. Listen. Since Richard Lyon met pretty nasty Elizabeth Weston on a cruise, he has written to her every day declaring his love. And he sent her a cablegram with two red hearts entwined and trimmed with blue lace.
Now I know where my shorts went.
The message was written all in kisses and said, with love to Sweetie Pie from Cuddle Baby.
I think I'll kill myself.
Oh, Aggie, does Barbara mention anyone else in that column?
No, Mr. Lyon, that's a lot.
Well, I think she did a darn good job.
She certainly did. I'll never be able to face Mrs. Hansen as long as I live.
Florrie, why don't you go over to Mrs. Hansen's and tell her the only reason you said those things was because you were hurt. Go on, just tell her the truth.
All right, I will. And if that doesn't work, I'll tell her another truth.
Hey, Pop, here's something on the front page that I think will interest you.
Well, let's see. Attack on Borough Council. Members of the Marble Arch Council have been accused of stupidity and lack of interest in road safety for not erecting traffic lights on the corner of Martin and Southwick Street. Well, I'm glad to see they've brought this thing to a head.
Go on, Pop. It's very interesting.
It is high time someone put a keg of dynamite under those old fuddy-duddies. As for Alderman Wimple, he should buy two hats, one to wear and one to talk through. Poor old Wimple. And if Mayor Johnson hasn't the brains to unlock the playground during weekdays, the children of this neighborhood should step in and take it over. Hey, Richard, you know, those are my very words.
I know.
The Clarion wishes to state that these are not their sentiments, but those of a brave man, Mr. Ben Lyon.
Who? Ben Lyon? How does this get in the paper?
Well, if you can't guess, I'm not telling you.
Just wait until that daughter of mine gets home.
Oh, Ben, this letter just arrived by hand.
Oh, thanks, honey. Keep your fingers crossed. Oh, great. Another solicitor's letter.
Gosh, that's the third one today.
Yes, it looks as though everyone on the borough council wants to sue me for defamation of character.
Anyone home?
Here comes Lucretia Barbara.
Oh, here you are. Hello, Daddy.
Don't you dare daddy me.
Barbara, I want to have a little talk with you.
Me too.
What about all those dreadful stories you wrote about us?
Well, the editor didn't think they were dreadful. In fact, he says I have a great journalistic career in front of me.
Well, I hope you live long enough to enjoy it.
Barbara, how could you have done a thing like this to me? How could you put this story in the paper? Three members of the borough council have already said they were going to take action.
Daddy, don't you realize what that means? You've got them frightened to death.
Oh, sure. I've got them right where they want me.
You'll find out I'm right. But I'm terribly sorry if I upset you all. I only printed what you said.
Oh, we know you did, sweetheart. But in future, let's keep family conversation between these four walls.
But the editor adored the stories about the family. What am I going to tell him?
Well, darling, just tell him you're sorry. But the things your family talk about are unprintable.
All right, I'll tell him.
Don't you dare. And in future, don't twist people's stories.
But I didn't. Oh, hello, Skeeter.
Skeeter, don't tell her anything. She'll take your tail and twist it.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, can a person be put in jail for inciting a riot and disturbing the peace?
Of course they can. Why?
Well, after reading your article about the playground, a bunch of local children have taken the law into their own hands and broken down the gate.
Holy jumping catfish.
I must get to the paper. What a wonderful story for my column.
Hey, Pop, come here and look out the window.
Why, what is it, a riot?
No, but from the expression on Mr. Wimple's face, I think there's going to be.
Oh, don't be silly. He's smiling.
He's not smiling. He's baring his teeth.
Nonsense. If that isn't a smile, I'm a Chinaman.
Open the door and break it down.
Number one, son, please open honorable door.
Sally Pop, number one, son, has appointment with number one hiding place.
Oh, you coward. I'm coming, Wimple. Keep your hair on.
Oh, so I'm an old fuddy-duddy, am I? I talk through my hat, do I?
Now, calm down, Wimple, please. I don't blame you for being mad, but I swear I had nothing to do with putting that story in the papers.
How can you stand there and lie to me with your bare face hanging out?
I'm not lying to you. Do you think I'd do anything to hurt you? What kind of a friend do you think I am?
A false friend. You made me look like a proper fool. I'll probably have to give up my seat on the council.
I'm sorry, old pal.
And so you should be. Ever since I read that story in the Clarion, I've been out of my mind with worry.
What's the matter, Mr. Wimple?
Well, if I have to give up my seat, I'll lose face.
You know, you've got me a little confused.
I'm talking about my seat on the council. Your worm of a husband wants to get me kicked out so that he can have it.
Look, Wimple.
The back door, I'll get it.
I brought a copy of the Clarion with me. If you didn't give them the story, how is it you posed for this picture on the back page?
Hey, I didn't see that. Now, where did this picture come from?
Oh, maybe the fairies brought it. A fine thing. Shaking your fist and glowering at the borough council.
Parker, that's who it was. That idiot photographer, Jim Parker.
Go right in.
Oh, thanks, Mrs. Lyon. Oh,
who is it, Beebe?
It's that idiot photographer, Jim Parker.
Oh, Mr. Lyon, I need a few more pictures for our next edition.
Get out of here.
Oh, it's all right, Daddy. I told him he could take them.
I'll have my camera set up in just a minute.
Barbara, take that idiot out of here before I shatter his shutter.
Oh, but these pictures are important to my story. You want to spoil my circulation?
If you don't get him out of here, I'll stop your circulation.
Well, when you've calmed down, we'll be in the den. Come on, Mr. Parker.
Mr. Lyon, do try to hold on to that angry expression. It's just what we want.
Mr. Earl, that was a nice bit of acting, but you didn't fool me. You're just cooking up another story so you can get that seat on the council.
Wimple, I'm getting awfully tired of all these accusations.
Hey, what's going on in here?
Wimple keeps accusing me of pinching his seat.
Well, I...
Oh, yes, he's not getting away with it. I fought for my seat, and I'm going to hold on to it.
Well, if that's your idea of fun.
Yes, your father won't think it's fun when Mayor Johnson gets through with him. His worship won't tolerate anyone criticizing the council.
This is getting like Waterloo Station.
You think Mayor Johnson will really be upset?
Upset? He'll run you out of the neighborhood.
I wish to see Ben Lyon immediately.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Mayor. Go right in, your worship.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Ah, oh, there you are, Lyon.
Yes, here he is.
Mr. Mayor, I want to apologize for that newspaper article.
Well, what for? That's what I need in this borough. Men who will come out and tell me straight from the shoulder what they think. Not yes men. Right, Wimple?
Yes, sir.
I might add that I heartily agree that this borough council could certainly do with more men like Ben Lyon.
What?
Yes. My old pal, Mr. Earl, should have a seat on the council next to mine.
Well, Lyon, I'd be honored if you'd stand for alderman in the next borough election.
Oh, I'd be very proud to.
Park, we're in.
Of course, your ideas are rather expensive. Why, that plan you drew up for the new playground will cost at least £5,000.
Plan? What plan?
Well, yes, they gave it half a page in the late edition of the Clarion. And the article was excellent. I'd like to talk to you about it.
Just a moment, Your Worship.
Oh, Bibi.
Yes, dear?
Bibi, look. Huh? Would you go and get a copy of that late edition of the Clarion? I want to find out what I said.
All right, dear. I'll drive over and get it right away.
A nice group round the fireplace. Mr. Mayor, will you stand in the center?
Certainly.
Come on, Wimple, old pal.
Coming, old friend.
Now, hold it.
Remember, gentlemen, this is an exclusive story, so don't mention it to anybody.
Oh, we won't, my dear. Oh, by the way, Barbara, I have another exclusive for you.
Oh, thank you, Your Worship.
The first of the new traffic lights on the corner of Martin and Southwick Street was put up this morning. And the other three are under construction.
Well, that's
wonderful. Mr. Mayor, that's wonderful.
Oh, Lyon, about that plan of the playground.
How about another picture?
But of course. Come along, everybody. I'd like to get a nice, tight group.
Good. Where's the bus?
Wimple.
Oh, Ben.
You all go ahead with the picture. I'll be back in a minute. Oh, Bibi.
Huh?
Bibi, did you get a copy of the Clarion?
Yes, here you are, dear.
Oh, good. I want it. Bibi, you're all covered in dust. What happened to you?
Oh, it's nothing serious, dear. I just had a little mishap with the car. You're not angry with me, are you?
Of course not, honey. Right now, I'm too happy to be angry about anything. Huh.
Hey, Ma, did you see the new traffic light on the corner?
Yes, I did.
Well, how does it look?
Oh, why don't you go out and see for yourself, dear? It's on the bonnet of the car.
Oh, no.
Life with the Lyons, with Bibi Daniels and Ben Lyon, where their daughter Barbara and their son Richard. Also in this recording were Bob Block, Doris Rogers, Wilfred Babbage, Horace Percival, and Molly Weir. The incidental music was by Paul Fenelay, who also conducted the BBC Variety Orchestra. Bob Block, Ronnie Hanbury, and Bibi Daniels wrote the script, and the production was by Tom Ronald.